In addition, reports of damage were received in all of the tornado path areas in near real time. It had been a below-normal 2025 severe weather season with only one large-scale severe weather event in July across Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, said Rob Macedo, KDI1CY, ARRL Eastern Massachusetts Section Coordinator and Skywarn Coordinator. That all changed on September 6th. Southern New England averages two tornadoes per year. The six states of New England average eight tornadoes per year, and there had been none in 2025 until Saturday 9/6, when two-thirds of the average year total occurred. This outbreak also put Southern New England above average for tornadoes in the 2025 season. All active Skywarn nets were secured around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Andrew Locato, lead meteorologist for the NWS Norton, Massachusetts office, commented, "Thanks to the entire team for all of the reports today. The complete summary of the severe weather in southern New England can be seen on the WX1 Box website." As the tornadoes that struck Massachusetts on September 6, 2025 demonstrate, you need to be ready for an emergency ahead of time. Radio amateurs were able to serve their communities at the National Weather Service because they were prepared. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has released a list of supplies to keep in an emergency supply kit, which includes things like food, water, medications, a first aid kit, and other useful items, but hams may want to take it a step further. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says that hams should make sure their stations are resilient. Have a battery backup or alternative means of power. The grid may go down. Make sure all your antennas are functional and that you have backups in case they are damaged. And it may be a good idea to keep a few balans and some spools of wire around to quickly erect wire antennas if needed, he said. In addition to having these items, Johnson says to test and exercise equipment throughout the year. Consider your emergency gear, getting it out, and doing a shakedown of it during a Parks on the Air operation. It puts your station to the test, gets you active on the air, and can be a fun activity done year-round. Find out more information about the resilience and preparedness through amateur radio, and to see the FEMA checklist, visit www.arrl.org/Aries. Here are the results of our recent section manager nominations period for the term beginning January 1st, 2026, and declared elected with no opposition. New section managers are in Michigan, Ralph Katz, AA8RK, and in Santa Barbara, Keith Elliott, W6KME.